In this bulletin, police arrest more than 40 people at a protest outside a mining conference in Melbourne. Two men injured in a shark attack in Queensland's Whitsundays. And in the AFL, St Kilda player Paddy McCartan says his delisting was a mutual decision. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria Police have arrested dozens of people at a mining conference in Melbourne as activists voiced their concerns against executives and investors. The group chanted, "This is not a police state, we have the right to demonstrate," and have criticised police tactics used against them. One of the protest organisers, Emma Black, says demonstrators shied away from using violence to peacefully expose the conduct of mining companies.
"And we've all come together because we have a common enemy in these companies. No matter whether you're an animal rights activist, a unionist, a climate activist, these people are guilty of doing things that we all oppose."
Police say one of their members has been injured and a horse was assaulted. A 23-year-old protester also went to hospital for treatment. Environment Minister Susan Lee has announced a review of Australia's environment laws. The Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act aims to protect areas of national environmental significance, including wetlands, National World Heritage areas, marine parks, and habitats of migratory species. But Ms. Lee says the laws are cumbersome and need to be streamlined so businesses have certainty.
"There is huge interest from environmental groups, from business and industry, from the sector more broadly, that is interested in how we protect the environment but also balance the interests of human activity, may include mining and development, may include planning."
Two men have been taken to hospital after a shark attack at Airlie Beach on the Whitsundays. The pair suffered leg wounds when they were injured at a popular snorkelling spot. It's unclear if they were diving at the time, but the Whitsundays has been the site of several shark attacks recently. It's believed a massive fire in a new $700 million conference building in central Auckland may have been accidentally started by a teenage apprentice. The fire in the Sky City Conference Centre burned for 4 days, closed many roads in the city centre, and took 150 firefighters to bring it under control. Local media are reporting that the fire was started by an apprentice working on the roof who left his blowtorch running when he had a break from work. When he remembered he'd left it on and returned, the fire was already burning. Sky City CEO Graham Stevens has told TVNZ the next step is up to the engineers.
"It's very sad, devastated, sad, relieved that there were no people involved. Give me a weekend and we'll start to get optimistic about how we're going to rebuild it."
The retiring chairman of the Bendigo and Adelaide Bank has encouraged regulators to embrace uncertainty in the face of increased competition. Robert Johansson is retiring after 13 years as chairman, and he addressed the bank's annual general meeting today. He says regulators value financial stability over competition, with the response usually to impose more regulation and bureaucratic interventions. Mr. Johansson says Bendigo Bank is also working to adjust to the digital world.
"We think the better response would be to give more power to customers by ensuring that different organisations with different customer relationship propositions can compete on individual and separate products on a level playing field."
In the AFL, Paddy McCartan says his delisting from St Kilda is what's best for him and the club. St Kilda announced on Monday that they'd delist McCartan so he can focus on recovering from the effects of repeated concussions. The 23-year-old has suffered 8 concussions since being drafted as the top pick in 2014. The key forward has told Radio SEN the decision to put his career on hold while he undergoes rehabilitation was made by both him and the Saints.
"It wasn't necessarily that I was cutting ties with the Saints. It was more just that what was, I guess, sensible in the end. And I guess it works out for the club too. Like, they get a bit of relief in the salary cap. Works out for them. Works out, in the end, it's worked out what's best for me too. So I think, like, everyone's a winner, I guess. And then, you know, hopefully it just works out that all this is sorted and I can come back and just keep playing with the Saints.
Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, showers increasing and 23 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. Melbourne, morning cloud with a sunny afternoon, 26. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 31. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, similar, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.